Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Mitocha Message series sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe. This week in Parshas Bahar is a very brief comment from Rashi, which really defines the essence, or certainly the byproduct, the Iker byproduct, the main byproduct, and the goal of Bitochen, of trusting in Hashem. When the Pasuk says, it's in Parshas Bahar Vayikra, Chof Hei, Pasuk Yutes, Vishavtem Lovetach, which literally means that you will dwell securely. Rashi defines this betach as sheloi tidagu. You will not worry. Bitochoin, betach, bitochoin is the absence of worry. There's nothing to worry about. Everything is under control. I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and betach, botuach, vishavtem lovetach, no worry whatsoever. The ability to achieve a situation where there is nothing to worry about, where there is no worry, where I do not worry, is something that's so desirous, coveted by everyone. Because worry, you know, I mean, the statistics are that stress is the number one killer in the world in all the stress-related illnesses and occurrences. So stress is a killer. And if we could develop the sheloi tidagu, you won't worry. There's nothing to worry about. I don't worry at all. It could be a tremendous lifesaver, literally, impacting and improving the quality of life. And of course, in the process of not worrying, I develop this confidence in Hashem that it's going to be good, or the other way around, either way. But, and that, of course, brings about a whole different experience in life. I'd like to suggest or list that there are five levels. This is gleaned from Meforshim, Shonim, Achrinim. There are five levels of Bitochin, each one of which can reduce significantly the tendency that we have to worry. Some more than others, and maybe as we progress higher on the scale, then they reduce even more and more worry. The first level of bitochen, let's call Ein Mikre Lefonov. There are no accidents. Chazon Ish writes that the basic understanding is that of bitochen, there's no accidents in this world. Hashem is in control over every single detail, and He is constantly involved in every detail. And no accidents. No accidents can, in fact, give us a certain sense of nothing to worry about. Accidents don't happen. Everything is controlled by Hashem. I may or may not be happy about the outcome, but He's doing it, and He knows what He's doing. He's in control of everything. So it has to reduce to a certain extent the worry that I have. But the reduction is not complete. It's not eradicated because I want things to work out the way I perceive as good. The next level, this was based on the Reb Avraham ben Arambam's Kuntres on Bitochen in the Sefer HaMaspik Lo'evdei Hashem, is Kivui, hope. He says that there's such a thing as hoping to Hashem. He says there are four languages which are similar in that. It's not 100% sure that the results are going to be the way I want them, but I don't lose hope. Kivui, Yichul, Tzipio, and Chikui. All of these four, Kivui, Yichul, Chikui, and Tzipio, are all languages, different nuances of hope. And when I hope, it minimizes worry. I'm not sure that it's going to work out my way, but I don't give up hope. And when I don't give up hope, I significantly minimize the worry because I'm not giving up hope. Yeah, I'm concerned. Yes, I'm a little bit anxious, but not really worried because I haven't given up hope. I am still hopeful. I refuse to give up hope, and therefore I'm optimistic about the results. And the degree to which I muster this hope and this optimism, it's to that degree that I minimize the worry. The next level is this Rav Avraham ben Rambam, in his Sefer HaMasri, calls Bikush. Not only do I know that everything is from Hashem, not only do I hope, but I do something about it. I beseech Hashem. I beg Hashem. I turn to Hashem. I ask. I bish. I'm a vakish. And that bikush, it's like, I assume that the pshat is, it's like, I'm not just knowing that there's no accidents. I'm not just hoping that everything works out well, but I'm doing the right thing, the only thing, the meaningful thing about it. I'm at the right address. I'm in the right office. I have the right phone number. And therefore, even though I don't have a guarantee, but I reduce my worry because I'm engaged in doing something about it. Then, of course, there's the next level, which is what we call bitochein. In the broader sense, bitochein, it's some type of a feeling from within, a confidence that I feel that I'm sure Hashem is not going to let me down. I know His chesed. I know His rachamim. I know how much He cares. I know how He knows how disappointed I will be. I know He knows how meaningful it is to me. I know He knows how embarrassed I'll be if I'm waiting and trusting in Him and He lets me down. I know that He knows that I have refused to give up hope, and that in itself should entitle me, should be a merit that I should be able to achieve. And I'm hoping and I'm confident that the results will come. When a person has bitochin, and he knows that Hashem is going to help him, so menuchas hanefesh, menuchas hanefesh. I'm at peace. I'm shaloi tidagu. There's no worry. What am I worried about? I know what's going to happen. I know that it's going to happen. And this, of course, gives me, the Dovid HaMelech says, v'ani b'chastucho b'tachti, yogeh libi b'shuasecho, my heart rejoices now even before Shira Hashem ki gomel olai. It didn't happen yet, but my heart is rejoicing because I'm confident. I know it's going to happen. And I'm at peace with myself, and I'm not affected by worry in any way. And it means, shaloi tidagu, v'shavtem lovetach, I'm sitting lovetach with bitochoin without any daiga. And that, of course, is the next level and very, very helpful in removing worry. And then there's one more level, which can and does ultimately remove any feeling of worry whatsoever, any feeling of concern. However, if the previous level was high, this is even much higher. So much higher that it's almost hard to really grip what it is. David HaMelech says, Chesed u'mishpot oshiro. And Chazal darshan, al chesed oshiro, v'al mishpot oshiro. David HaMelech said, I will say hallel and praise Hashem and sing shiro of praises to Hashem on the chesed that He does for me and on the mishpot and on the punishment that He gives me. Either way, I will say shiro. And the pshat in that seems to be because I know everything is chesed from Hashem. Everything Hashem does is good. Hashem is molei chesed v'rachamim. Therefore, this punishment, which to me, which looks like a terrible thing, is kol kulei chesed, is completely and totally chesed and rachamim, and therefore chesed v'mishpat shira. I can say shira on both. We can't. When a tragedy happens, we don't say shira. We say dayan ho'emes. We know you're the true judge. We know you know what you're doing. It doesn't, even though it doesn't make any sense to us. But there's possible such a level. Now imagine that level. Imagine the lack of worry on that. It makes a difference what happens. Whatever happens, I know it's all for the good. I know Hashem is always doing chesed, always doing rachamim, and therefore there is nothing to worry about, because either way is all the same to me. As the Hasidim tell the beautiful story about Reb Zisha, that they sent a delegation to Reb Zisha to ask him, what does it mean, smecha b'yisurin, to rejoice with suffering? And they found this Reb Zisha, poverty-stricken, sickly-looking, miserable, a broken soul. And he comes and they ask him, they say, well, they sent us to you to explain to us, what does it mean, smecha b'yisurin, to rejoice in suffering? And he looks at them incredulously and he says, I don't know why they sent you to me. I never suffered a day in my life. It's a very difficult level. But one who can achieve that level, there's nothing to worry about, because everything is chesed. And once, to the degree that we realize that everything Hashem does is chesed v'rachamim, it's to that degree that there is nothing to worry about in life. We know He's going to do good, and we feel good about that. We know we can turn to Him, and we feel good about that. We know we can hope, and we feel good about that. And we know that He's involved in everything, so we feel good about that. And all of that together enables us to feel so confident, so protected, so lack of any worry, so shelo tidagu. And that can transform the whole attitude, the whole matzav ruach, the whole mood that we have in life, to a very positive one. So the inyan of bitochen then is not only a means to achieve so much in life and in this world that otherwise we might not have achieved. The inyan of bitochen is a surefire formula, sheloi tidako, that you will not worry. When we have that trust in Hashem, there's nothing to worry about. And that's so consoling, and that's so uplifting, and that's so beneficial to anyone who can reach that state of closeness with Hashem to the extent that it creates a matzav where we do not worry. And Hashem should help. Unfortunately, in the world today, we have a lot to worry about. Let's hope that we can muster that level of bitochen that will eradicate the worry and be zeiche to have that positive effect on all of the difficulties and all of the tzoros that face our people, and they should all be turned around l'teiva v'lifrocha.